and welcome to another episode of CodeNow Talks. Today with me is Radka Svobodová, and we will dive deep into what the process of delivering software is and how a team can work and stuff like that. Hi, Radka.
Hi.
Okay, so let's jump right in. I think we should start with development strategies. Like, what's the difference between Agile and Waterfall? We've discussed it with Milan in the last episode, but maybe just the benefits and differences, if you could.
Yeah, I have a bit different approach than Milan because my experiences are more wide, and I lived also in the environment of the Waterfall development, not just only Agile as Milan has. So I'm a bit skeptic about the benefits of Agile way, but of course it somehow in something it's better, in something it's worse. It depends mainly on cooperation with the customer or the client or the business who wants the value of the delivery. So from my experience, currently we mainly trying to deliver our software to our customers within the Agile approach. And we are usually quite successful in delivering very, very fast during 3 or 6 months the production version of the applications, where the business and the clients are willing to cooperate with us on the Agile way of working, and they have kind of a good understanding what does it mean and what's the difference between the Agile and the Waterfall, what they can expect. But there where they are used to be delivering ways in the Waterfall form, which means at the beginning they need to know what will be delivered, when, and for how much. The Agile way is very hard to deliver, and if the business does not understand it and does not change their approach to the delivery, we are not so successful. Even if we are trying as hard as we can, they are usually standing in our way to get it into the production. As I can give one example, currently we have one project running more than 1 year and we still are not in the production. Even we had functional minimum viable product, which we could run in the production and could bring the benefits, the business value to the customer already 6 months after the start. Yeah. So it's already 1 year done. And from that time, we are still improving it, but it's still not in the production just because of the approach of the customer who does not allow us to give it into the production, even if the steps are quite clear and the things are not so hard to do it, but they just do not want to. That's the difference. Yeah. So for the Waterfall approach and Agile approach, where the customer is cooperating with us and understands the difference and the approach to it, then there is working fine. And I think it's overall more effective and cheaper than the Waterfall approach. But where the customer did not change his culture and mind towards the Agile way of working and still they are thinking in the Waterfall, there it has a huge impact on a delivery and it's not so successful.
Okay, amazing. So I think we can't stress enough how important the collaboration with the customer is, because without it, it's insanely much harder to work on the project. So my question is, in your experience, what's the most important step before going into development? Is there something we should look into before even starting to develop product?
Well, we usually have at the beginning with a new client or on a new project, like clearing out what roles we expect from them to cooperate on our project and which form to be successful. And when we agree there, then we can continue. If we do not agree at the beginning, then there is a red flag. And sometimes we do not go into the project at all. Yeah, if we see that there is not a willingness to fulfill the things that needs to be taken as itself from the management or from the customer side. Yeah, we need to see that they are willing to do that. Yeah, what we need or expect from them. So in this case, mainly it is that we need someone from the business who is responsible for the results, the business results of that product that we are delivering, to be part of the team on a daily basis and to be involved and make the decisions. Yeah, usually in the cadence, close around 2 weeks, we usually have the sprints long. So in 2 weeks, we need from him the decision about the priorities and keeping those. Yeah, and like make it go through the company. It's his responsibility, and we as a delivering party, we are not internal, we are not able to do that. That needs to be from the customer side.
Okay, amazing. So once we once the company actually agrees to go into production and to production into development and start working on it, how do we ensure that the software development doesn't sort of turn its head away from the actual business value and stays on course? Are there some steps a business can take in order to stay on course?
Well, the approach of the Agile, I guess you already went through. So there is always like bigger planning for the longer period called program increment. It's usually around 2 to 3 months. So to see some target, and then we plan always one sprint ahead, 2 weeks periods in front. All the activities that needs to be done to achieve those bigger goals within 3 months. Yeah, and there is a product owner. We usually put there our responsible business analyst who has the overview and about the business needs. And the architect. Yeah, the software architect who has the main responsibility to keep on track. And just help to define to the product owner which activities and which tasks are going to the target and which are not that important and can be put away and done afterwards. Yeah. So it's his responsibility, and our product owner and analyst should be following his experiences and recommendation what to do and what not to do at the sprint to keep the goals achieved within the program increment period.
Mm-hmm. And talking about effective delivery practices, is there a way that a product owner should behave in order to ensure the best or fastest development? We talked about them having to collaborate with the team, but is there something more they can do in order to speed up the process or help them throughout it?
Well, the product owner helps define the priorities when the architect explains him which activities he recommends to start this way, which leads to what, because it's usually technical one and hard to understand to the business. But then he has to approve the priorities for the activities and keep those, yeah, to fulfill some goals, yeah, not to skip from one to another one and there is nothing done and everything is work in progress, right? So he should do this, and also he should be able to help some external dependencies to happen, yeah? If the team requires something out of his hands, usually from infrastructure view, for example, or some integrated applications, or some decision regard the budget and regard the solution, he should be able to push it in progress and make the decisions. Yeah, if we are waiting 2 months, 3 months for decision, it's really not working and it's not helpful. We really need someone who is able to make the decision right away within week, yeah, or at least the sprint is the period, yeah, when the decisions needs to be done. So that's what we expect from the product owner.
Mm-hmm. And would you say that a product owner should have a complete say in where the development is headed? Should a product owner have complete control over what's happening, or should he maybe share like a couple of goals that he wants to fulfill?
Sharing responsibilities. As you can see in the practice, it never worked and it will never work within the people. Yeah, you never can share responsibilities. So yes, product owner is the only one responsible for the priorities or for decision what is going to do. So even if the architect of the project says there are some technical stuff which are not bringing actually the new business value, but there are needs to be done from the technical point of view to keep the product working, he still needs to explain to the product owner, and the product owner is the one responsible for decision whether it's going to be done or not.
Mm-hmm. And how can we ensure that a communication within the team and with the product owner is clear and there isn't miscommunication?
Well, we use standard Scrum activities. So we have stand-ups, we have planning and other meetings. And I think that's basically it. Yeah, there it can be quite nicely done. There is nothing new or special, specific to be done. And there is always good to put it in a written form. That's usually enough to write it into the Jira, yeah, or the ticket system, which we are using for the planning of the work.
Mm-hmm. I believe it would be interesting and insightful for if you could just bring us into perspective of what it is that you do in a team. What's your expertise? What are you focused on?
Well, actually, my role is not part of the Scrum or Agile methodology. Yeah, it's just the practical one, at least because we are a delivering company to the customers. So we need to somehow keep the quality gate and keep the project on track. So somebody needs to like control that we are going the right way for the customer, what we promised him as on the sales level when we agreed on the project delivery. So my role is somehow looked, Scrum team is self-managed, of course, that's nice, but there always has to be someone who will really manage it, yeah, because we are working within the people. And in the team, there are people, and people always bring some differences, different approach, their personality. And each of them has a weak and a strong sides, different one. And there needs to be some strength or power within the project who will bring them back on track and keep them focused on what needs to be delivered. Yeah, because different people do different things and each of them can go a different direction within the team without like noticing they are going different way. So there always has to be someone who will watch it or control it and keep it on track. And that's me. So I'm usually solving issues if I see that we are kind of going sideways from the goals we want to achieve. So I am usually the one who can spot it and see that there is something wrong, that this way we cannot continue. And I'm trying to work with the team to come up with the solutions, how to get it back on track and keep the goals we want to achieve as the target and the tasks to be comparing or delivering to these goals. Yeah. So that's my role. Usually some kind of fireman. Yeah. Mm-hmm. On when there is a fire within the project.
Okay, and if it were not a fire, it were just a slight misdirection in where they're heading, the development team, would you say that it's best to really give a strong word into, like, tell them exactly what they're doing wrong, or is it better to sort of guide them into what would be the better solution?
Yeah, we are getting back to the, we are working with the people, so it depends, I would say. It depends. Each person is reacting different way on different approaches, so it needs to be done individually. And I'm trying both. I always try first, let the team come up with a solution, and try them, do their race. And if I see that there is no getting better within some period, it depends on the situation, how long the period is, then I usually come with some solution that I see that could be working. So it's usually both ways, but it cannot be said generally. It's more like individually.
Mm-hmm. And talking as a future trends, do you see any like changes that are going to be made or were made in the last couple of months / years that change the way software is developed, or does it stay the same over decades?
Well, it usually stays the same for over decades, and there are always some stars, bright stars, for a while, and then it seems if the market takes it or not and lives on. I think that currently there is a new star visible, but it's not common yet. So currently there is for like, I think it's 6 years, 5-6 years, the agile way of working is now the one usually common on the market within the companies. So we will see where the approach goes. But from my experience, it's usually a longer period of time until something new in the project development appears to be applied in practice.
Okay, so as we are nearing the end of this podcast, maybe let's look into some key takeaways that we have from this episode. So we've talked about Agile, we've talked about Waterfall and different things. So what would you say that the main points were mentioned in this episode?
Well, that within the cooperating on the project delivery with the delivering company, the customer needs to be involved and needs to want it to be done. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. So there is a really necessary the support of the business, of the customer who wants the product. And I guess that's it. That's the main thing we were talking here about. And then it depends whether to go with a waterfall or agile approach on the customer, what he prefers, what he is willing to accept, and how is he used to cooperate with the supplier on some delivery. Yeah, if the customer is not used to agile way and is not willing to change his approach, then it will never work if you on the like hard way agree with him with the agile way of working, because if he doesn't want to, you as a supplier cannot deliver it successfully.
Yeah, I feel like quite a few questions that put you on the spot, because people are people, they're different, everybody changes, everybody works in a different way, but I think you summarized it very well. And I thank you very much, and I thank you for coming.
Thank you, and have a nice day.
Yeah, thank you. And you guys, I will hear you in the next episode. Thank you.